Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. Over the next few weeks, Rosemary and I are going to be sharing about prayer. Prayer is extremely powerful, so today that's what I want to share with you. I want to talk about the power of prayer. I think that often we all believe that prayer does something. We pray during hard times in our lives. I know I've prayed before I've walked into an exam. I've prayed before I've gone for a job interview. I've certainly prayed when my grandparents were dying. I've prayed when my daughter's gone into hospital. We pray during those hard times because we believe it does something, or at least we hope it does something. But today I want to remind you, and I'm reminding myself, about the power of prayer. Prayer is so powerful, and I think we underestimate the power that prayer can have in our lives. A few weeks ago, Rosemary shared a story about a man who went for a jog. And he'd do a certain route every day when he went for his jog. But on one particular day, he decided to change the route that he did and he went a different way. And as he was running, he ran past a house that had an ambulance out the front. So he just thought, I'd send up a prayer and pray for whoever was being taken in the ambulance. Then a few weeks later, he decides for some reason to run that same route again. And as he's running it, a woman approaches him and says to him, I want to thank you for praying for me. You don't know this, but a few weeks ago, I was the person in that ambulance and I was having a heart attack. When I was at the hospital, Jesus appeared to me and said to me that because of this man, and Jesus showed her on Jesus's palm the photo or a picture of this man who'd been running, because of this man and his prayers, that's why you're here today. And then when she saw the man running, she went up to him and thanked him. I think we underestimate the power of prayer in our lives. I think that we won't know until we get to heaven how much that our prayer has done for ourselves in our lives and also for other people in their lives when we pray for them. For me, and I'm speaking about myself, I can be a little bit flippant with my prayer if I'm really honest. I commit to it daily, but often there are times where it's just something I need to get done. So, it's been a busy day. I haven't prayed today. I'll just quickly do it. And I squeeze it in at times that I would say doesn't make the prayer good quality prayer. And I think that's something that we all can do in our lives. We forget how powerful prayer is. Prayer is talking to God, but it's also listening to God. So what does prayer do for us? Prayer connects us to God. It helps build our relationship with Him. It says to God, I want you in my life. It says, I need you in my life. Prayer gives us the strength to live out our daily lives. Prayer helps us to be connected to God, and then He comes and helps us with what we have to do for the rest of our day. Prayer makes us aware of God's presence in our lives. You know, when I pray, when I go out into the rest of my day and if I have conversations with people, I notice that different topics come up in my conversations with people that I've prayed about earlier in the day. And they're not things that I've necessarily shared with the people that I'm talking to. But God has a way of making His presence known in our lives, and prayer helps us to be connected to that. Prayer causes us to turn to Him more. If we pray daily, then when circumstances occur in our lives throughout the rest of our day, then we can turn to Him more often when we need Him. I've certainly done that when I've had appointments for my daughter Hannah, things that have come up in my life through my day that might be stressful. Because of my prayer, that time where I just spend with God, means that later in my day I'm able to turn to Him more because I've been connected to Him. Sometimes in mid-conversation with someone, I can just feel the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and at that moment, I can say a prayer in that conversation. I'm not saying it out loud, I'm just saying it in my head to God. He knows. But prayer helps connect us to God through the different elements of our day. Prayer also helps us to be more reliant and dependent on God. Our reliance and dependence on Him, it increases. It puts our trust in Him. And the power of prayer comes from placing our trust in God and saying, it's only you, God. Our life really is just about Him. coming to know Him and loving Him. And when we pray, we build that relationship, which enables us to fall more in love with Him. Prayer has the power to change situations and change hearts. Have you ever had people in your life where you just can't seem to change their mind? It's a certain topic that you always talk about and you can't seem to change their mind. Well, maybe prayer will help change them if that's something that really needs change. It's something that we can hand over to God and say, God, I put my trust in You for this situation, for this conversation that I keep having. If You want their heart to change, Lord, would You change it? And you can just see whether God wants it changed. Or you know what? Sometimes He might actually change your own heart, because our hearts are the ones that need to be changed at times. Now I want to share with you from the book of Hebrews about Jesus and what He says to us. Oop, nearly lost it there. In the book of Hebrews chapter 14. Sorry, I'll say it again. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14, it says this. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now these two verses, they talk about how we have Jesus who knows what it is to be human. He knows what it is to have weakness. He understands who we are. And He sits next to God. And when we pray, Jesus passes our intentions over to God. We pray to God and Jesus is there saying, yes, God, help them in this situation. Yes, God, send them grace. And it says in verse 16, let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness. So we should come to God with our prayers and be bold with them and ask for things, for situations that we think this is never going to change. We are encouraged to be bold with our prayer, to come to God and ask Him to make a difference, to trust in Him for His will. And we will then see the power of our prayer as God does make changes, as God changes our hearts, as God changes people's hearts in our lives. Prayer is so powerful. So this week, I encourage you to be bold in your prayer and trust in God with the power of your prayer. Now, I hope you join us for the next few weeks as we continue this conversation about prayer.